It was a moment never seen before inside the U.S. Capitol, rioters storming in as lawmakers scrambled for safety. Joining us live now, Maryland Democratic Congressman John Sarbanes. It was obviously just a terrifying sight for us to see. I can't imagine what it was like to go through that. Can you tell us where you were, what you were doing, and what it was like?
Yeah, I was in the Capitol complex. I was not in the Capitol building. I was in one of the office buildings where we have our office. And immediately, once the situation at the Capitol was understood that this breach had occurred, we were instructed to go into a lockdown mode and shelter in place inside our offices. And that instruction was in place for a number of hours, as you know, until the Capitol Police and other law enforcement got the situation under control. And we were able to get back to the task of the day, which was to count the certified results of the election in the Electoral College and make it clear that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the next president and vice president of the United States.
Would you call what happened at the Capitol yesterday a massive failure on the part of Capitol Police? And what is it that you want to know about the response and the future of your safety there?
There's no question there's going to be an inquiry into what the breakdown was in security. I think it was striking to members because we have a sense as we come and go on Capitol Hill that it is very secure. There's a lot of procedures in place that are designed to maintain the safety, not just of members of Congress, but the employees of the Capitol complex who work there and when members of the public are there for their safety as well. So we start from a place of thinking that it's very secure, and to see the breach that occurred yesterday, I think was quite jarring. So there's definitely going to be an inquiry to figure out what happened and make sure going forward steps are taken so that this kind of thing can't ever happen again.
Your colleague, Senator Van Hollen, told us this morning that it's never too late when it comes to invoking the 25th Amendment and removing President Trump from office. Is that something you would support?
I think you're going to certainly see hypervigilance about whatever the measures are that we have at our disposal to respond quickly if we see the need for it. But I'll tell you, I'm just super focused on the transfer of power that's going to occur in less than 2 weeks now on January 20th of 2021. I did see where the president issued a statement where he acknowledges that transfer is going to happen. So we just got to push forward steady as we go, get this transition completed, and get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into the White House, where I think they can begin the very arduous task, but critical task, of pulling our country together.